Hey, I don't know what we're doing exactly, but we started out with one subject and we're going to change to another. And we might even have a guest or two, looks like.
Can I run and hug?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Ken, poor Ken. AJ, first of all, thanks. I should have put a microphone on you, but I didn't. Yeah, just pull it down close so you can talk on it. We'll move it back up there. But thanks for coming in and engineering. I really appreciate it. Ken has got the big...
Let's put this down. I'm going to put this down.
Okay. And we have Michael Bullock is on
the way. Oh, no, I don't want Michael here.
Not Michael. Michael's
been on a show
with us. No, Nadamike.
This is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
So we're going to have some guests coming up here in just a little bit. I do, I'm excited, though, because, well, I feel bad for Ken. Ken's got the vid.
But you have Barbie.
Yeah, but
it's
I
a
have
replacement.
Ken and Barbie.
I'm your replacement, oh, Ken.
I didn't even think about it.
I like that.
Yeah. See, if Ken maybe, starts slipping, yeah. I'm going to do it. He better watch out.
Then I'll have to change my name to Ken, though.
Well, see,
maybe you and Ken should do the damn thing. Maybe I should just stay home.
And she could do the board?
Yeah, and AJ. We got AJ running the board.
Hey.
Ken, Barbie, and AJ.
It doesn't sound bad at all.
And you know, I had even a topic for today, but I've decided to change it because you brought up some very valid points. So we'll get into that here in just a second. I do want to talk a little bit about our phone number. We do have a phone number. You're welcome to call us. That number is 505-512-3179. Leave us a message. Leave us some information. We don't care. It is an Inner West Concepts phone number. And we would just love to hear from you. Input, good, bad, or indifferent. If you do not want us to use your name on the air, just say so in the voicemail. If you do not want us to use the voicemail, just say so in the voicemail, and I won't. I promise. I will quote you, but I won't use your voicemail. 505-512-3179. Or you can email us at mailencounters.lifekind@gmail.com. That's mailencounters.lifekind@gmail.com. Barbie, you were a part of the Female Encounter show this past week, too, with lots of alcohol.
It wasn't even lots.
I don't know. I got a little tipsy.
A little tipsy?
Make yourself at home.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interfere.
No, you're not interfering. Just make yourself at home.
We're just super early.
You're fine.
We like early.
We did a drink thing.
We did. We did a liquid marijuana.
Yes.
For the 420.
And I didn't get stoned.
That was good because there were only alcohol.
Yeah,
so that would be placebo.
Yeah, I got a little bit of tipsy, but I didn't get stoned.
That's perfect. You didn't drive.
I'm not a big frou-frou drink kind of guy, but it was good. I was impressed.
I think the older you get, you learn that sugar hurts you.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're like, I just want mine straight. As a matter of fact, leave out the glass.
Well, in honor of Cinco de Mayo, because we're going to have a salsa making contest on Cinco de Mayo right here at Traeger's. We're recording at Traeger's at our home for Male Encounters. So today I'm having a margarita. And I haven't had a margarita in, I don't know, a long time. Not a lot of sugar in margaritas, but there is some. Like I say, I'm not a sugary drinker, but I do like margaritas.
Margaritas have that sour, though, sweet and sour.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a nice mix. Plus, it gets me in the mood to make salsa.
I like Mexican mojitos with jalapenos.
I don't think I've ever had a Mexican. So instead of, they're going to use tequila instead of,
and mint. And then I just put jalapenos in mine, like fresh jalapeno.
Muddle? Yeah, that sounds really good.
Delicious. But yes.
All right. Well, listen, I had several subjects that I wanted to do, but I kind of changed a little bit. I think when our final guest arrives, we'll talk to them a little bit as well. But I was going to do, I don't know, some male stupid thing. I don't know, something stupid males do. But I'm thinking that maybe we should talk about cell phones.
Well, I forgot mine.
I know. That's what I wanted to talk about.
It was a struggle.
And Michael is joining us. I love his shirt. I love Einstein.
That's a problem.
We'll be talking to Michael Bullock shortly, and April, right, and
Sarah.
Okay, we'll be talking to them in just a little bit. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but we're going to find out, because I did ask April to come and speak to I saw her someplace. I said, well, you need to come talk about it.
Encore.
Encore. That's right. It was at Encore, at one of our other recording homes.
She's everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, of course, Michael did the watercolor for us on the wake-up call, Ren and I. So I probably should have you take a picture now and get a watercolor of this mess, too.
I don't make pretty watercolor. I don't have a good sign. See, I'm Ken. I don't have a good sign. Poor
just
Ken.
Just a note. That's our briefing schedule.
I still like Ken and Barbie. I think we just need to start another podcast.
I mean, David, Barbie, and AJ sounds really good, too.
Well, I like that. Actually, should we do it in alphabetical order?
I just thought that, but then
AJ,
I thought that's too
Barbie,
anal.
AJ, Ken. Me being anal?
No, I thought it myself. I was like, no alphabetical order. And then I thought, don't be anal.
Oh, let me
and
be
then
anal.
You say, yeah. Good. Yeah. OCD. I see it's working its best.
Yeah, yeah. Alphabetical order.
It's always
AJ,
best.
AJ, Barbie, and David. I still want to say Ken, but he ain't here.
Are we watching
so
Star Wars?
Will you leave the house without your cell phone?
I will not.
What if you're going to be late?
I will not.
What if it's far? No.
What if it's far?
Yeah, like... What if you're too close
to
the new...
Well, I haven't gotten to that situation. I probably, if it was far, I would probably
make your appointment and then just do it. But it would drive you nuts.
Oh, my God, yeah. I want to feel naked.
Yeah, or you want to feel naked? Or you would feel naked?
I would feel naked.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel naked because, I mean, I'm pretty when I'm clothed. But this is ugly when it's naked.
Well,
so
and phoneless.
And phoneless is right.
That will make you cranky. That will make you cranky. So I thought, and I'm driving, and I'm like, it's not that big of a deal. But to me, I thought, how liberating. Like, we used to go without our phones all the time.
I know. I mean.
And I love it. I love not having, you know, just being, I'm going to drive to the here and just be there and look and do. And but you worry.
And be in the moment.
Be in the moment,
not
but you worry.
Not be looking at your phone. And,
oh, my gosh. Am I going to make it home in my car? Well, you made it home a million times. Well, I don't know. What if I have to call? What if it's important? But we used to wait on important things. We used to wait on news. We used to wait to hear about people's vacations. It was kind of a bigger moment.
I got to tell you, I'm glad that they didn't have cell phones when I was a teenager.
Me too.
Because my dad would have drove me freaking...
Nuts.
What is it? Nuck and fudge.
Nuck and fudge.
Yeah. Nuck and fudge.
Well, and the apps, you know, like you're like, well, but there's Messenger and there's Facebook and there's email. But if I don't get my emails, what if I don't get my Facebook? Who cares? Like, it's an hour.
It's time to disconnect.
It's time to disconnect. Do you want to go be with your friends and be there? And do you want to be worried about that? But it's tough. It was a struggle.
Cool. I can relate. I can relate. Let's say, well, I don't know whether I said that Ken on for record, but poor Ken. Got the vid. Well, we both had the vid. I came out of it, tested. I'm good. I'm clean. Just so everybody knows, I'm clean.
Yeah.
No vid. I'm vidless.
Downtown.
That's good. I've seen the vid before for myself, and I'm good without it.
It wasn't that big a deal. I'm glad I got the vaccine. I'm glad I got the boost. I'm glad I did all of that. It's up to you if you don't want to. Are you picking long hair off of me?
Yeah.
Long hair. I shed. But I'm glad that I did it. I wasn't going to do it, but my daughter was insistent that I do it. So
that's good because I got very sick, and now I have long-term COVID, what they call long-term COVID,
which
they're calling chronic illness. So even
I've heard that without the vaccine and you get it, you're going to have.
Well, the COVID wasn't too bad, but I think I had a pre-existing heart or lung or something. Because I just can't get, like, I almost catch ground. But I haven't had COVID again since, and I'm very careful.
And you're a smoker, too, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, see, that's what I worried about with Ken, because he smokes pretty heavily.
I vape now, which is even stronger on your throat, I feel like it's more...
It's not supposed to be, but...
It's not supposed to be, but what do we really know?
We don't.
We just Google stuff on our cell phone and take their word for it.
All right, well, let's move our guests in to see what their thoughts are about... Phones. Actually, they can put if they'll turn that microphone to the middle, and actually, let me see the microphone really quick. I can fix it
Mike,
so that it picks
share
up.
With me too.
Well, yeah, I'm fine doing that. I have a voice that carries if I let
it. Put
it
me on,
too.
Let's see.
The
one
we'll
with the big circle.
There.
Yeah, the top. That's correct. I think that's the whole microphone area. Picks up the whole thing. Yeah, I'm putting it right down there in the middle. Okay. Now that we got the technical stuff out of the way, April, and I'm sorry, sweetie, but I'm
Sarah.
thank, I know Mike.
Yeah.
Well, I've always called him Michael. Do you go by Mike too?
I answered to both.
I've always called him Michael.
That's, yeah, yeah, I met him as Michael. Yeah. I think you introduced yourself to me as Michael, so that's why I
probably
called. Yeah.
But I answer to both.
Okay.
It's I usually introduce myself as Michael, but it did.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. whatever they want to call me.
I'll be like Barbie, and they'll be like Babs, Barbara, whatever.
I called you Barbara the other day. I said something, and I'm like, after I came out of my mouth, I thought, I don't think that's her name, really. I think it's
I answer to a lot of Barbara-ish, Bambi, Blondie, like, yep, that's okay.
Oh, I'm going to start calling you Bambi.
A baby deer is the best metaphor for me. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, before we get into break time, I want to touch base on, and I'm sorry, April, I don't remember. I tell you why I can remember April's name. A couple of reasons why I can remember Michael's name, because he's done work for me, but I can remember your name because you're also the same name of my other co-host for the Claw Chronicles, so it's easy to remember your name for me. And it's a monthly name, so you know
we're friends with Rin, so
yeah, and friends with Rin.
Yeah,
yeah, she's all. I'm all. You know who I am? She's like, you know who she is, right?
Yeah,
we all know.
But anyway, I don't even remember because I said, hey, well, you need to come talk about this on the show. So
we were coming to talk about Star Wars Day.
Oh yeah, that's right. And I love Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Which typically is. May the 4th, because it's, and for people that if you don't know this, well, believe me, you really have not in the loop, but it's May the 4th be with you. So that's how it all came down as Star Wars Days, but because the 4th falls on a
Wednesday,
right, so you're going to do it and you're going to celebrate it.
On the 7th,
where at?
Downtown in the old Heart Space, Studio
Downtown Farmington, New Mexico. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Studio 116 in the backyard of looks like behind Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. Actually, that is why we invited Michael because he's the reason we are actually being able to do this.
Michael's my kind of guy.
My mom is gonna love this.
So what is entailed with that? I mean, what does that mean exactly? So do I come dressed up as Chewbacca or?
You yeah. totally can if you want. we're gonna have a cosplay contest or a costume contest. So you could definitely be Chewbacca.
You're tall enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm almost hairy enough. Well, I used to be hairy enough. Not anymore.
Back to naked again.
Any day I ain't gonna get naked, Barbie.
My beard's gotten bigger than yours.
And I noticed that. I shaved the sides. Yeah.
So is it all cosplay can enter, or only Star Wars-based cosplay enter?
Well, you could tweak it. Like we've seen, like Mickey and Minnie in Jedi form,
right?
Or Star Wars theme around your cosplay to enter. Kids under 10 that are. In costume, getting free as well.
Aww.
And I had an 11-year-old ask me if they could get in. I said, as long as you're in costume and you talk us into it.
Yep.
It's $5 to get in. And there might be more discounts as we go. We don't know yet.
If you're 11 and really cute and you have a good costume,
you can get in free.
You might make it. You might.
And so that's, did you say Friday? Did I hear that right?
Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. Okay.
The 7th.
And it's going to be from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's not the whole day. It's a good evening event.
Nice. It's perfect timing, actually. And it's downtown Farmington. All right, we got to take a break, and we'll come back and talk some more with April.
Sarah.
And April. And George.
Sam.
Okay, and Sam and AJ. Take it away.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny, I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher. In 2019, diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend? Collins Marketing.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
The sea, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
Only seven.
Yeah. Were you born?
Hey, James,
seven.
Fast Figures.
Okay, you are 10 years old.
Right? So
I wasn't even
younger.
I was about to say, wow. I was born in the 70s.
And your brain's been filled up with education. Yeah.
My mom was born in 1960.
So I came.
My mom's 51.
I was at the theater. I remember seeing it in Houston. My cousin, we came to visit, like, the next summer, and it was still showing at the Allen Theater downtown. And my cousin had seen it 40 times.
Oh my God.
In the theater.
That's when the first time I saw it was at the Allen Theater downtown. The old Allen Theater.
I saw it in Houston because we lived in Houston at the time. But I remember visiting my grandmother that next summer, I think the summer of 78, and it was still at the Allen Theater. And because it was so popular, and my cousin, he had seen it 40 times. So I was like, what?
I used to play it at
I'd
the
seen it
drive-thru
once.
When it was over where Furs is.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd play it at the drive-thru over there years later. They'd have, like, Star Wars. You know, if the second movie came out, you could see the first one at the drive-thru and stuff.
Aww. My first Star Wars movie was Episode 1 and at the Allen 8 when it first
I remember when
there.
that opened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the first movies that Allen
did you
had.
Did you cosplay at that?
No, I wasn't even into cosplay. I was in high school.
I remember people being at that in costume.
I don't think I went to opening night.
Oh, I didn't go to opening night.
I was barely aware of what cosplay was, and I drove my mom nuts by asking her 5 billion different cosplay costumes for Halloween anyway.
Oh yeah,
like she would hate it every year. I'd be like, Mom, I want to wear this. She's like, No, you're gonna start making your own.
You guys have been to the local Allen in the mall in costume because I've seen. Two or three different times. Rin, I've seen Rin there, and
Rin has participated in a lot of the Avenger stuff with us.
Avenger.
Her and Steve Clark were
Steve.
He's our Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I would say that.
Oh. Oh, no.
He's Stephen Strange.
No, that works.
Yeah.
We have yet to get Michael to cosplay, but we will get him one of these times.
I did make it's still in progress, but I did make a...
Mandalorian.
Helmet.
He's got the helmet sitting. That's what actually started this whole conversation. I went, wait. And it spilled out from there.
Yeah, I started it before COVID at the...
And it's still sitting in his office.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's not like Linders are busy, right?
All right, so... What is a Mandalorian?
It's the red.
Do you remember Boba Fett from
Boba
the original?
Fett.
Yes.
Okay, his tribe or his group is called Mandalorians. And
red
they're
and blue, right? Yeah.
He had green and red.
He's kind of the outcast of his group, but his dad was a Mandalorian originally.
Yeah.
So.
But there's a newish series on Disney Plus called The Mandalorian, and it kind of goes into more detail about...
And then it runs into Boba Fett, the series.
Yeah.
I should look into that.
It's so good. It's very much old school.
It's a lot of fun.
Love it.
It takes place right after the events of Return of the Jedi.
When the Boba Fett series starts when Boba falls into the pit.
Yeah.
Because he's not dead.
Oh,
yeah.
Now it's all starting to make sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's...
See, there's so many I lost.
There are 9 movies, and there's 2 TV series, and then there's some little 15-minute episodes that I just started watching that are on Disney Plus that are really good.
I like Disney Plus, but I have commitment issues. Like, if there's more than 3 in a limited, no.
But they're in 3 sets. They're in 3 sets. You watch first 3, and then go watch another 3, and then watch another 3.
Yeah, because I'll get dedicated, and then I'm like, I have to know what happened. So I'd have to, like, block it out. I'd have to be like, every
Can you hear her okay?
A little bit.
She's got the headphones right here.
Let me just say this. I really fell in love with Star Wars, but what kept me coming back was hoping to see Carrie Fisher in that outfit that she was when Jabba the Hutt had.
the gold bikini.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Do you know some parents tried to cancel those figurines a few years ago? And Carrie Fisher's response was to tell the parents that, you know, there was a really mean dude that made me wear that outfit. And it was, I fought back. That's what she told the parents.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I'm glad she wore it.
Way to stick it to the man. Yeah. She fought back. Yeah.
But, you know, I never knew she had a body like that until I saw the movie. Just saying.
You were young, huh?
No. Well, yes.
Let's see, when did that come out?
70-something.
No, 84? Return of the Jedi was 84. Yeah, I was 14.
Oh, was it that late? Yeah, I guess 84.
I was 14 when that came out. I was fairly excited about that.
Yeah. I was 2 years old and this one wasn't around yet.
Well, I can tell you that the first three in the series that were released, in my opinion, are the best, but they're not the first three of the series.
Right.
I said that wrong. They're the last, they're like the 4, 5, and 6, right?
Yeah, they're the middle.
Yeah, they're the middle. I did not care for Jar Jar Binks. I did not
care. No one cared for Jar Jar. Well, we have one friend who likes Jar Jar.
I like Jar Jar.
I mean, he's all right.
Okay, we have two friends.
Wow.
My opinion of you, Michael, has dropped.
Well, you know, he's funny. I mean, he's annoying. He's like that annoying friend that you keep around anyway because he's kind of funny.
Okay.
We have annoying friends. We allow them to hang out just for our entertainment.
I don't know, you know.
Or you've known them so long that you just got to keep them around.
There was a couple characters that I really liked in the newer series, but the thing about the first one that came out, which was... What was the very first? The number four was...
A New Hope.
Yeah. Star Wars.
New Hope, yeah.
New Hope, okay.
It's my favorite one.
The thing about that, when that released, and then the next three released, that cinematography had never, ever been done. So it was something new. As going to the theater as young people and watching that, I was just awestruck. So that kind of set it up for the first three to come out, the first one to come out. You know, it wasn't that big a deal. It was because the cinematography had already been done, all of that had taken place, so all that special effects stuff wasn't like, to me, that's what really made that first one that came out with Luke Skywalker, mm-hmm. Mark Hamill, and that whole, and Harrison Ford, I mean, come on, what a great... I want that Falcon. Millennium? I want that ship. That would be the kind of ship that I would fly around the universe, held together by baling wire.
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So we're talking about cosplay. It's going to be May the 6th.
Seventh. May the 7th on Saturday. It's a Saturday.
I keep wanting to say it's Friday, but it's Saturday.
And so it's kind of cool. Ichigo has partnered up with. The San Juan Jazz Society, so they're going to be there performing. What? How many people?
We have three
members of the Jazz Society are going to be there, kind of doing
cantina type music and so playing around. Yeah. And we've got a rough schedule. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Are you going to have the three boobed lady?
No, we don't have anybody like that yet. But if someone wants to apply for that position, they can. I mean, we accept all cosplayers.
Okay. That kind of makes me feel good.
I'm working on a Twi'lek cosplay. Do you know what a Twi'lek is? One that does the dancing in...
She has the...
She's got the...
All the long...
Yeah. There's one of those that's in charge of a cantina in Boba Fett, the CBS.
Right.
Yeah. I'm working on her cosplay. So hopefully I get that done before the event.
Now, those are not... What is that? I found that there was something...
Head. Her hair?
They're antennas.
Yeah. They are antennas.
They're not her ears. They're antennas.
Yeah, I didn't think they were ears, but I thought it was something besides antennas, too.
I looked it up, but they said antennas, so.
Antenna? Well, I have not looked it up. So what are you going to be?
I'm going to be my Ewok that I named Nub Nub.
So cute. She makes a great Ewok.
Thank you.
I love Ewoks.
Me, too.
And you're not dressing up?
No.
Come on, Michael.
I don't have a costume at the moment.
If they make me a third boob, I might. I might.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's this?
That is Sarah. She is a local artist called Name, and she's going to have an artist table at the event as well.
Wow.
She is a professional cosplayer. So she's going to be selling her artist prints at the event.
Nice.
Thank you.
That is awesome.
Thank you so much.
Do you have a website?
I don't have a website. I do most of my social media from Instagram, Namay's Cosplays.
Okay, repeat that.
Namay's Cosplays.
Oh, yeah, no, I was...
You know what, let's spell it with Namay's.
Go ahead and spell it.
Just to make sure.
N-A-M-A-E-S. Namay's and then Cosplays.
Cosplay, okay, great. All right, well, listen, I'm having so much fun. We're already time for another break. So I'm going to cue AJ, and we're going to get to a break, and we'll be back. Hang tight, everybody.
Yeah, I touched it.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Interweb Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glower Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake-Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, Interwest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage, interwestconcepts.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
There we go.
Today.
You're doing fine. Okay, you guys were talking something in the break, and you said, April, make sure that you tell him about this. So I'm hoping I'm the him.
Yeah.
Okay, and what is it that we're going to talk about?
So we have a schedule, but at the very end, there's a lightsaber battle that we have two of our cosplayers, Darth Maul, and he's going to be a Jedi Knight, and they're going to do a battle on stage.
Darth Maul, was he the last?
The Reverend.
He was in the
episode 2 and 3.
Yeah, 2 and 3. Is that what it was?
Or is it just 3? Is it just 3?
I thought he was in 1.
Yes, he does show up in 1 because he attacks Anakin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was the one
that had the black face with the red stripes.
I know.
And the horns.
Yeah.
And had the double lightsaber.
Double lightsaber, yeah.
We have that one, and then also Darth Maul will be during the event. There's a Make Darth Maul Laugh contest.
Really?
That was Darth Maul's idea.
Is there a cash prize for that? Because I'll enter that puppy.
There might be some prizes more than we were going to. There's a sticker thing going on with it, but there might be more as it builds up if you guys really make him laugh. It's going to be hard. It's going
to
be hard to make him laugh.
To make him laugh. Uh-huh. Really? Yeah.
He's also our Spider-Man, so that Spider-Man doesn't laugh.
Oh,
so it's gonna be very difficult.
Trained.
Our Spider-Man hardly even talks. He's a
very really quiet.
He's that good.
He's very, very quiet.
Very quiet.
You want the Spider-Man?
No.
He's also one of our Deadpools, so I mean
he's that kind of quiet.
I don't think I've ever heard him say a word.
One of our Deadpools talks, but not that one. No.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've ever
Can he laugh?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that possible?
Yes, it's possible. It's just okay. Really hard.
I'm all, wait a minute. You guys are making this sound way hard. I've never met somebody that didn't laugh at me.
Well,
listen. I don't know. That's so bad.
She's had a rough life this week.
Dude.
Is there any other things you got going on this summer? You doing anything other than this summer?
We take group trips to different conventions. We like to, as our cosplay group, we like to go in groups to, we're trying to go to Denver in September, but this summer we're going to an Albuquerque convention called Subaku, and it's a pretty fun convention. It happens at the end of May.
I'm so jealous.
You're welcome to come along.
Screw this podcasting. I'm heading the road with these guys.
Well, these ones are more anime conventions, though. We're big.
But they have good concerts.
I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, so us stupid people out here.
A stupid.
Okay.
I didn't include Barbie or AJ in that. I said back here. Right. Stupid people back here.
And
I moved away
bad.
From the microphone, okay? So I need to know the difference. Anime, what is all of that?
Animated mean?
Because I had
Japan.
An aunt that I called anime. So I don't think she... I don't think she qualifies.
No. Unless she was animated in Japan, otherwise no.
Yeah, it's pretty much just the Japanese cartoons.
Yeah, but animated
so
in
it's
Japan.
The long-legged Japanese girls.
With the big eyes.
Yeah, sometimes. Big eyes. It's altered over the years. I mean, it comes in all forms, just like our cartoons come in different forms.
Speed Racer was...
Yeah, Speed Racer was from Japan.
Was,
yeah,
he was from Japan.
And so was Astro Boy. That was all from that area.
I watched Ranma and a Half.
I love Ranma. That's from Rumiko Takahashi. I'm a pretty big fan of her stuff.
That's the only thing I...
My son...
Robotech
is from there.
Yeah,
Gundam.
He loves it.
Yeah, it's really blown up over the years.
Which one?
It has. The Seven Deadly Sins.
Oh, I like Seven Deadly Sins.
He watches a lot of the...
That's a pretty good series. That's definitely not super mainstream.
Seven Deadly Sins is not an anime.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
They have, like... Lots of crazy names now. So
yeah, there's Iron Man that has an anime. No, Iron Man has its own anime.
Wasn't Brad Pitt in Seven Deadly Sins?
That's a different one.
That was just Seven.
Yeah,
it was called Seven.
Yeah, yeah. Seven Sins. Yeah.
But it was based on it. That was the premise. Was that?
Yeah.
That was the what Seven stood for.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's a newer one.
I mean, most animes now have like a paragraph long name.
Yeah, they're super long titles. But when I was a kid, we had just Sailor Moon.
Right, Sailor Moon.
Yeah, My Neighbor Totoro, those kind of things. Those were my favorites as a kid.
Well, even Pokemon and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Pokemon's been around a very long time.
Yeah, my youngest got into Pokemon for a while.
There are 900 Pokemon. I gave up after 100.
My commitment issue. Telling you.
My oldest kid, my daughter's in her 40s, and my son, they both were into Cabbage Patch. So that was our, you know.
I remember that. No.
I did turn them on to Harry Potter, and they're like avid Harry Potter fans. So you guys do Harry Potter stuff at all?
That's more your generation, but my little sister is that generation. And
that's more my friend. She's like hardcore into it. She took me to like every movie because they always landed on my birthday for my birthday. And it's like, I'm not even a Harry Potter fan.
For her.
Yeah, for her.
I'm going to be 52 tomorrow, and I like Harry Potter.
I do too.
But I only did like 4 of them, and then
not tomorrow, Saturday.
3?
That's my already at the weekend.
My kids have read, my older kids have read all the books. What are there, 7 books? They've read them.
And there's actually more side books.
They waited in line at midnight
now.
And did all of that stuff. Just like some of the Star Wars fans do to watch, you know, they waited for all that kind of crap.
At my house, we always called them Harry Potties. So
Harry Potties.
My son would go to the school and he'd be like, we watch Harry Potties.
Thank
my mom
you.
Took us to Harry Potties. And I used to always laugh.
Do you guys want to know the schedule?
Yeah.
Yes, we do, because we have a little bit of time still.
Sorry.
We're trying to pour.
I gotta pour the fancy water, apparently.
You know, isn't that nice? You could go over a nice bottle with that.
Mike, you're on your own, Mike.
I can do it. That way you can answer the question.
Okay, I don't know if Sarah wants to take this or if I want to take this.
I'll let you take half and I'll do the other half.
Okay. So at 4 o'clock, we're going to start the doors open. And one of the events at 4 o'clock, 4:30, is Blue Milk and Wookiees. So,
Blue milk
and Wookiees.
And Wookiees.
Hi.
And then there's going to be like make Darth Maul laugh. There's going to be some crafts. And then at 5 o'clock,
did you say some crap?
Crafts. No, not
C-R-A-F-T.
Playing craps.
Okay.
We don't play. We're not going to gamble. I'm sorry. At 5 o'clock, we're going to begin building our pod racing. We did that a few years ago at May the Fair Be With You, where the kids get cardboard boxes and tape, and they get to build pods to go racing in.
That sounds like fun.
It is fun. It is a lot of fun.
Now, I'll give credit to the last Star Wars that came out, because I loved little Anakin in the pod racing. I absolutely adore
that.
That
was episode 1.
Huh?
That was episode one.
Episode one. Okay, well, yeah, I'll give them that. The rest of the movie I really didn't care for. The other two either. But
that
Anakin,
is a good part of the movie.
I love Lil Anakin.
And then we're going to have a kids cosplay contest, 12 and under. And then I'll let Sarah take this.
After the kids cosplay contest, we're going to have pod racing so they can get out of their cosplay and kind of be more comfortable whenever they do the pod racing.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. We're going to have music after that at 7 o'clock by the Jazz Society, correct?
Yeah.
Who's playing? The Jazz Society?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. At 7:30, we're going to have the adult cosplay contest. And we're kind of still sorting out how we're going to do the judging for all that.
But there's some good prizes.
Yeah. And then the final thing at 8 o'clock is the lightsaber duel presentation, which will be done by Voodoo Parka and Moonlight Ninja.
Moonlight Ninja?
Yes.
Now, that's not a Star Wars
cosplay handles.
That's their artist names. Yeah. Moonlight Ninja is often our photographer, and he's really good at what he does. And Voodoo Parka is often our Spider-Man. So they're both really good at what they do.
He's impossible to make laugh. So go out there and make him laugh.
There's going to be a challenge, right? To make him laugh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not like she's being mean.
Facetious. No, make him laugh.
You are facetious, but not at this particular
time.
Time. Okay. Like, we need to say hello to Julie showed up from Female Encounters of the Life Kind, from our sister podcasting. All right, well, listen, I want to touch base real quick about the salsa contest. We still have a little bit of time, but I want to talk about the salsa contest we've got coming up. It's a $25 entry fee. Winner is going to get $100. Actually, winner is going to, like, take all. We're going to do it here at Traeger's Bar, our broadcasting home. But will there be all kinds of prizes, door prizes and stuff that we'll give away to those folks that don't make the number one slot. The prize money could go up. It'll depend on the number of contestants that we get or entries that we get. I'm very excited to announce that our own AJ is going to be one of our judges. We also have Eddie Garola, who is used to teach culinary arts at Farmington High School. And now he's in Bloomfield
when
somewhere.
When did it stop being home ec?
I know, it'd be a long time ago.
I'm an old person.
I had Bachelor Survival.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Anyway, but Eddie will be one of our other judges, and our final judge is the Blonde Bomber herself, Sherry Siegel from Blonde Bomber Salsa, will be down from Durango to judge. And like I said, that way I don't have to make a decision on who wins the salsa.
For those who've never done salsa, I have done salsa. It's a lot of fun. I just came back from Los Angeles for another thing that I was doing. And they had a big salsa night for the participants in this thing that I was just doing.
Are you talking about salsa the food or salsa dancing?
No, I'm talking about dancing.
Yeah.
Are you talking about dancing?
No, I'm talking about food.
I thought you were talking about dancing.
Well, hold on now.
I like salsa food. I was getting all excited about dancing.
I've had people approach me about the dance too. So, Michael, that'll be next.
But I was getting all excited at the whole cut of rug, man. I used to do that all the time.
All I did is I've been on a search for the best salsa.
If I was paying attention, I would have known. Yeah. I knew that, actually. I don't know why I thought salsa. I was just on a high from coming back from Los Angeles.
So if you ever get
I think what we're going to do is we may run the dance contest at the same time.
There you go. There you go.
Because he was moving in his chair. I thought we were going to sing a song.
Salsa. The liquid stuff there is terrible.
But anyway, we're looking for some more contestants on that. You have, and it's actually going to be held on Cinco de Mayo. Right here at Traeger's, that's May the 5th, that's in Farmington, New Mexico, for those of you listening outside of the area. But that'll be May the 5th, and it'll start about 4:30, the judging will be over by 7, and then from 7 to, or I think it's 6, yeah, 6 to 8, we have the Zia Chicks going to be here playing a little bit of music for us. So,
that's fun.
Yeah, going to be a fun night for sure, and I do want to invite everybody to come on down and join us. If you have any questions about that, you can email me at the mail encounters dot lifekind@gmail.com, or you can call and leave me a message on our new hotline. We have a hotline. Would you play the applause? No, we don't have. Oh, there you go. Thank you. The hotline is 505-512-3179. 505-512-3179. Call and leave a message. If you do leave a message, I will use it. I will replay it on air. However, if you don't want any of that done, you don't want your name done, all you have to do is say, please don't put my name on the air. And you have to say it just like that in order for me to do it. Okay. All right. I think that's all that I wanted to get out of that. I think I got, did I cover everything, AJ? Help me out, AJ.
Please don't put my name on that.
maybe the Zia chicks will perform some salsa. I don't know.
They know what it's for, you know. They're extremely excited.
Right? Yeah, which there you is go. better.
I got them at an extremely discounted price. So we have to make sure we get them donations, tips, whatever we need to do. But they like Scott. They like playing up here. It's a great venue. So
yeah.
So they're going to come join us.
Nice.
All right, so ladies, I want to give you one last shot. And Michael, I don't know, Michael, if I want you to say anything or not.
Probably not after the salsa debacle.
But I am so glad you came to talk about this, because I'm going to put that on my calendar today so that I make sure that I catch
the 7th.
Yeah, the 7th. May 7th. May the 7th be with you.
Sure.
3 days after the 4th.
And what day is that?
That's a Saturday.
Yeah, it is.
And hold on, 5 to 8.
4 to 8.
4 to 8.
Oh, I wasn't too
and
bad.
And $5 to get in.
$5 to get in.
Yeah.
4 to 8, not 5 to 8, but $5 to get in. That's where the five came from.
And kids who dress up get in. Kids under 10 get in free.
Uh-huh.
And maybe one kid if they dress up really awesome because they're 11. Maybe free. Probably free.
I don't mean no stinking Kim. All right, let's see. Any last words? You guys want to give out your contact information one more time? Or how they can get
involved. We're Four Corners Ichigo. You can
hold on. Whoop.
Sorry.
Four Corners Ichigo.
Ichigo, I-C-H-I-G-O. Okay. You can look for us on Facebook. That's our main contact. We're a pure volunteer group, but we do a lot of charity work in town. Just seriously, we're here to make people smile and have a good time.
Yeah.
I've seen you all over, and I fell in love with your little rice cakes that you brought.
Aww.
Oh my God, it was so good. The problem with those were, there wasn't enough.
Aww.
And I had to share with Rin.
Aww.
And she's a bigger pig than I am.
And so, Rin's had my rice balls.
Yeah.
Many
oh, that's
times.
The first thing she said. Oh, you're gonna love these. And I said, well, why don't you let me have them all? No.
Right.
Yeah. Were they rice balls?
Yeah, it's a Japanese snack.
Okay. Because they were like in little triangles or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, they were so good. And they can come in different flavors too, right? Do I understand that right?
Yes, but I just gave you the
regular.
Regular kind.
Nori? Did you say nori?
There's nori on there.
Yeah, seaweed. Yeah. I love seaweed.
I like kelp.
Kelp, yeah, I'll eat kelp. The only thing I don't like is kale.
Oh, really?
No, I don't like kale either.
No.
Kale is just sadness.
I make this chicken and rice soup with a little bit of kale in it.
Well,
that's
that
to die for.
I could probably have. In soups, I have kale in soups.
Michael would eat it, even if it didn't come with salsa.
All right. Rambled enough.
As long as I can eat it and dance.
Play us out, AJ. Thank you, folks, for coming in. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. For coming down. Nobody go anywhere because I got to take pictures.
Sorry, I was watching another podcast.
What?